Ever feel like you're just wandering around in the dark when it comes to like your art career? You've got the talent, definitely got the passion, but actually turning that into a career, making a living, it's well, sometimes it feels like trying to follow a map drawn in disappearing ink, you know? And that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive today. We're diving into some advice from Latin Flash, all about career planning, specifically for artists. We're talking about ditching that feeling of being lost, figuring out how to set those goals, and actually making a plan to achieve them. And to help us break it all down, we've got our expert here. So one of the things that really stood out to me from Latin Flash's take on this was how important they think having a plan actually is, especially for artists. Because we all know, I mean, we thrive on inspiration, right? Those moments where everything just clicks. But the thing is, working that way, it can make your career feel like a roller coaster. Up one minute, down the next.
Yeah, it's like you're always just reacting to whatever comes your way instead of actually deciding what you want and going after it.
Totally. And then we end up like totally off track without even realizing it.
And that's where I think Latin Flash is spot on with this idea of setting these long-term goals. And they don't mean just like some vague idea in the back of your head. They actually want you to get specific. Like, what's your niche? Who do you actually want to be working with? Even things like, do you see your work reaching people all over the world? They really make you think big picture.
Okay, I'll be honest. Goal setting.
Yeah.
Not usually my favorite thing. It always felt a little too, you know, corporate for my artist brain. Like, am I supposed to be filling out spreadsheets now?
I totally get that. But here's the thing. Think about it this way. As artists, there's always going to be this pressure to, I don't know, sell out a little bit, compromise your vision to make it commercially, you know? And that's where I think having those long-term goals that you actually believe in, it's like having a compass. It helps you stay true to what you want to say, even when it gets tough.
So it's less about like selling out and more about figuring out what success actually means for you on your own term.
Exactly. It's your art, your career, your definition of success, and your roadmap to getting there.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. I mean, I imagine it probably helps with those times when you're just feeling stuck too, right?
Absolutely. When you're feeling lost, uninspired, those goals, they remind you why you're doing this whole thing in the first place.
It's like having that North Star guiding you back to where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Okay, but let's be real. There's one thing that can make or break your art career, and that is building the right connections. And I don't know about you, but the whole networking thing, it just makes me think of those awkward gallery openings, everyone pretending to be way more important than they actually are.
Oh, tell me about it. But that's actually what I thought was really cool about Latin Flash's approach. It's not about like schmoozing or anything. They call it strategic relationship building. So it's more about, okay, who are the key players in the art world that you admire? Who do you genuinely want to connect with? Could be gallery owners, other artists, writers, whoever.
So it's less about just handing out business cards like candy and more about actually like finding people who you connect with.
Yeah. And Latin Flash even gives you some tips on how to actually do that in a way that feels, you know, natural, like going to artist talks, actually engaging in the conversations, supporting other artists whose work you like, things like that.
Okay, now that I can get behind way better than the whole like forced small talk routine. All right, so we've got to talk about the thing that probably makes every artist cringe a little bit, and that is the business side of art.
Yeah, that's the part nobody really teaches you in art school.
Exactly. But the thing is, you can't share your art with the world if you can't afford rent. So how does Latin Flash handle the whole like marketing, finances, all that stuff?
So that's what I think is so refreshing about their approach. They don't shy away from it, but they reframe it in a way that doesn't feel so, I don't know, soul-crushing. They really want you to see it as a way to support your art. Like marketing, that's just getting your work in front of people who love it. Negotiation, that's making sure you're actually getting what you're worth. And finances, it's not about spreadsheets. It's about like having the freedom to actually keep making art.
It's like, yeah, suddenly budgeting isn't about restricting yourself. It's about protecting that creative energy.
Exactly. It's about setting up your, like, your life so that you can actually focus on making the art, you know?
Instead of stressing about, like, paying the electricity bill.
Right. It's like taking care of yourself so you can take care of your art.
Okay. But I'm curious, because I know, like, every artist is different. Their careers are different. Their goals are different. So how does Latin Flash deal with that? Because, like, cookie cutter solutions never really work, do they?
And that's honestly something I really like about their approach. They don't try to be one size fits all, you know? They actually help you figure out a plan that works for you.
So it's less about them saying, do this, do that, and more about figuring out what you actually want.
Yeah. They walk you through this whole process, like figuring out your strengths, what you actually care about, what your goals are, all of that. And then they show you how to use that to like actually make stuff happen.
So it's kind of like instead of being thrown in the deep end, they're giving you floaties and like maybe a swim coach and everything.
Exactly. I like that. And I think for artists, like putting yourself and your work out there is already kind of scary, right?
Yeah.
So having that plan, that support, it can make a huge
Makes you
difference.
feel more prepared, I guess. Okay, but here's the thing. And I mean, it's the art world, right? So stuff is going to happen that you just can't predict. Galleries close. Trends change like every 5 minutes, and don't even get me started on all the like the social media algorithms and all that.
Yeah.
So how does Latin Flash deal with that? Because, you know, life happens.
Well, that's why they really emphasize this whole living document idea. So it's not like you make the plan and then you're stuck with it forever, you know? It's more about you figure out the direction, but you're also allowed to like adjust the sails along the way.
Oh, so it's less about being like rigid and more about being flexible. I like that.
Yeah, it's about being able to adapt without like losing sight of those bigger goals, those core values that are driving you.
Which actually reminds me, speaking of core values, Latin
Yeah.
Flash, they talk about collaboration, right? And not just like practical collaboration, but they also have, you think about those, I don't know, dream collaborations. Like if you could work with any artist, living or dead, who would it be? I kind of love that idea. Why do you think that's such an important thing to think about?
Oh, I love that they do that too. It's such a great way to figure out what really speaks to you, you know? Because you have to ask yourself, like, why that artist? What is it about their work that you connect with so much? And I think the answers, they can tell you a lot about your own, like, artistic voice, the kind of art you want to make.
It's like holding up a mirror to your own creativity or something.
Exactly. And sometimes, honestly, those dream collaborations, even if they never happen, they can give you ideas, you know? They can push you in new directions you might not have thought of otherwise.
It's about finding your people, creatively speaking.
Yes. And who knows, maybe someday that dream collaboration won't be such a dream anymore.
It's good to have goals,
Yeah.
right? So I've got to ask, who's your dream collaborator? If you could hop in a time machine and have a studio date with any artist, who would you pick? So who would you bring back for that ultimate art collaboration?
Oh man, that is a tough one. So many amazing artists to choose from. But you know, if I had to pick just one, I think I'd have to go with Georgia O'Keeffe.
O'Keeffe, what is it about her work that speaks to you?
There's just something about like the way she captures things, flowers, landscapes, even just like bones. It's like strong, but also delicate at the same time. And her use of color, so inspiring.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Those themes of nature, transformation, all that.
Right. And it's not just the art itself, you know. I mean, thinking about her life being a woman artist back then, it wasn't easy, but she made her own way. I find that really inspiring too.
Yeah, that kind of connects to what we were saying earlier about Latin Flash's whole approach, right? Like being successful as an artist, it's definitely about more than just, you know, technical skill. It's about finding your voice, learning how to navigate the art world and all that.
Exactly. And having a plan helps. It's like Latin Flash is giving you the tools to actually make it happen.
It's that roadmap we were talking about,
Yeah.
right? To help you get where you want to go.
But that.
So for any artist out there listening who are like, okay, I want a roadmap. How do they find Latin Flash? How do they connect, learn more about all this?
Their website is a great place to start, super easy to navigate. And actually, I think they have a free download too that kind of walks you through some of the basics of making your own plan.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So no pressure, just like a little taste.
Exactly. Just take a look, see what you think. The important thing is to just start, you know? You don't need to have everything figured out perfectly from day one.
Just take that first step.
Exactly.
Because really, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Deciding to actually go for
Couldn't have said it better myself.
it. So, to all you artists out there listening, remember, dream big, set those goals, and then actually make a plan to achieve them. It's your art, your career, your journey, and we're here rooting for you every step of the way.
Hear, hear.
And that's a wrap on another deep dive. We'll be back next week with another amazing resource to help you unlock your creative potential and navigate the sometimes bumpy but always exciting world of art. Until then, keep creating, keep exploring, and keep those creative sparks flying.